Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Grass tetany can be a costly concern when transitioning cows to lush, cool-season pastures, but it can be prevented with proper magnesium supplementation. Extension Livestock Systems educator Brock Ortner says, preparing for turnout by monitoring high magnesium mineral intake will help prevent deficiencies.
Grass tetany, when most people think about it, they think magnesium deficiency, which isn't entirely incorrect. Low blood magnesium causes grass tetany, but the factors leading up to the low blood magnesium is really important when we talk about supplementing magnesium. So when we have low blood magnesium, this can induce neuromuscular dysfunction because magnesium is really important for nerve impulses and action potentials in muscle. And factors that decrease the amount of magnesium in the blood are mainly induced in the rumen where magnesium is absorbed. So when we have high nitrogen and potassium in cattle diets, whether that be from forages that are rapidly growing in the spring or in our stored diets, such as high quality alfalfa hay-based diets, we can see some antagonistic pressure on magnesium absorption, even when magnesium in the diet is adequate to meet the cow's requirement. So when we think about different classes of cattle and what we've been seeing in some of the literature is that different classes of cattle require different levels of minerals in their diet. So when we talk about magnesium, there's three different requirements for magnesium based on whether it's a growing animal, a gestating animal, or a lactating animal. So focusing on the cow herd, 0.12% and the total diet is going to be a requirement for gestating animals. And then we see an uptick for the lactating animal at 0.2% in the total diet. And this is primarily driven by increased magnesium in milk. Colostrum has three times the magnesium concentration than milk later on. So our greatest magnesium requirement is directly after calving. And when we think in more depth on the classes of animal, our older cows are going to be at increased risk of grass tetany because they have less capacity to mobilize magnesium from bone. So looking across the board at the cow herd, the younger females may be at risk for grass tetany, but we really need to focus in on these older females in lactation. So when we're turning our cows out to grass, some of the factors that may lead to grass tetany are especially present in improved pastures that have been fertilized with nitrogen and or potassium. So when we think about levels of these nutrients in the diet, when magnesium is low at about 0.15%, below the cow's requirement, I should point out, calcium also has a lot of interplay with magnesium. So when calcium is also below 0.4%, coupled with high potassium greater than 2.5%, we could run into some grass tetany issues with our cows. In the case of early spring turnout, we're likely not going to get a sample and send it into the lab for wet chemistry analysis and get a mineral profile on this feedstuff. But however, when we look at our stored forages, it's likely that we do get a nutrient analysis performed on these feedstuffs. And if possible, I like to see producers get a wet chemistry analysis done on some of these forages, just so we can get an idea of where these minerals are at, so we can address them with our supplementation protocols. So in the case of alfalfa, they are typically low to moderate magnesium, but they also have high potassium because forages are really responsive to the amount of potassium in soils. And in Nebraska, potassium is typically fairly high, leading to increased potassium in the forages that we're going to be feeding.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.